Wait for it, wait for it. Welcome to the BerlinBrigade.com podcast with your host, David Guerra.
Hallo, ich bin der andere Army David Guerra und willkommen auf der 37. Folge der BerlinBrigade.com Podcast. As I said, hello, I am David Guerra and welcome to the 37th episode of the BerlinBrigade.com Podcast. I'm also a former member of Alpha Company, 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry, Berlin Brigade, U.S. Army, and I thank you for taking the time to join me today on this, the greatest podcast exclusively dedicated to all the men and women that ever served in and supported the mission of the United States Army's most illustrious and most prestigious unit, the Berlin Command and the Berlin Brigade. I hope everyone is having a wonderful, happy, and safe new year. If not, well, we still have some time to make 2012 the best 2012 we can. So, you know what? Let's start by making it the best we can right here, right now, and without any further delay, los geht's mit diesem Podcast.
It's time for the special announcements.
And before we get started with episode 37, I want to take a moment to say thank you to everyone that listened to episode 36, and a big thank you also to our special guest, Texas State Representative James White. I really hope you enjoyed listening to Representative White talk about his time with the Berlin Brigade and what he's doing now with the state of Texas. I also want to apologize to everyone for the technical difficulties that occurred in the latter half of the podcast or the interview itself. Seems that the issue was on the local side of the Skype conversation, and basically I didn't know about it until it was already said and done, because it was all was on my side of the conversation, or the recording side of my conversation with Representative White. But I feel pretty good that we've corrected the problem, and we'll give it another try in the next interview, and if not, I've got some backups built into it, so we should minimize any kind of disruption in the conversation. So again, please accept my apologies, and also please, a great big BerlinBrigade.com thank you to State Representative James White for sharing with us. And, well, you know what? Now it's time. Let's move on. Alrighty, let's dig deep into the BerlinBrigade.com mailbag, and we've got plenty of mail, and let's start it off with this really cool one. It came in from William Tucker, class Berlin Brigade class of 65 to 69. He writes to let us know that on the TV show Covert Affairs here in the United States, it's on the USA Network, if I'm correct, and yes, it is on the USA Network, and the show is called Covert Affairs. Teufelsberg was visited by the lead characters in an episode, and so be on the lookout. Again, it'll air again. Original air date was November 8th, 2011. November 8th, the day before November 9th. And the title of that episode was called Uberlin. It was episode 20... Was it? Yeah, it's like episode 23 altogether, or something like that. Yeah. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's called Uberlin, and in it, the main character, and I read the synopsis. While on assignment in Berlin, Annie turns to a former Stasi agent and money launderer's wife, played by Nina Kronjäger, into a CIA asset while tracking down her husband and simultaneously keeping tabs on Arthur, who meets with his old flame. An old flame in Berlin. Interesting. Hey, listen, thanks a lot for that email there, William. It's good, and unfortunately I missed it, but guess what? Through the power of the internet and Hulu and Netflix and USA repeats, we're going to get to see that one again. So, folks, again, that show is Covert Affairs. If you haven't seen it, it's a pretty interesting show. And, again, the title of the episode is called Uberlin, and it just aired this past November, but it aired again recently here in the States as a repeat, and I would say that it'll air again. William Tucker, class, Berlin Brigade, class of 65 to 69, thank you, sir, for sending us that email. Our next email comes from Tanya Eshelman, and Tanya is looking for Ray Matthews, and Ray Matthews served with her father, Troy Norman Eshelman, in Berlin in around the time of 1971. And it seems that they were in Company F 40th Armor. So any of you tankers out there know Ray Matthews, drop me a note. No, or if you're Ray Matthews, hey, drop me a note. That way I can get you in contact with Tanya Eshelman. And we'll see where we go from there. Tanya, there we go. The word's out there. It's up to them. They'll drop me a note, and then I'll pass it on to you. Thank you for your email. Our next email is another one of those in search of emails. So, hey, here you go. Get ready. Everybody pay attention. We're trying to find a former Berlin Brigade vet by the name of Robert Jones. He was born in 1928, and he served in Berlin around 1961. Trying to get a hold of him, trying to find out. So if you know Robert Jones, who served in Berlin around 1961, drop me a note, dave@berlinbrigade.com, and I'll forward this email that's coming all the way from Denmark. So again, we're looking for Robert Jones. He served with the brigade in 1961, and drop me a note, again, dave@berlinbrigade.com, and somebody in Denmark is looking for Robert Jones, or if you know of Robert Jones, or you're related to Robert Jones, drop us a note, and we'll get that message forwarded on. Okay, our next letter comes in from Richard Reese, who is a recruiter. He's an Army recruiter. He's active duty, and he's over at based out of Fort Meade, Maryland, but he's assigned to the Charleston, West Virginia Medical Recruiting Station as its station commander. So, Richard, here you go. Here's your email, and he writes, "Just wondering if anyone out there is still left from the Berlin Brigade on active duty status. I had no breaks in service since leaving Berlin in June of 1993 and served in Berlin from 88 to 93. And, you know, Richard poses that really interesting question. Hey, who's left? Who's still active duty out there? So, hey, if you're active duty or you know somebody that was in Berlin, no break in service, and active duty still, drop us a note. Dave@berlinbrigade.com or info@berlinbrigade.com. Let us know. Let us know you're out there. We'd definitely like to recognize you. Definitely like to say hey and give you a shout out. But above all, I think we'd all like to know who's still out there running around wearing the uniform and still has the Army of Occupation ribbon on, and just let us know. So again, thank you, Richard, for your email. It's greatly appreciated. Our next email is one of those ones that I get every once in a while, and really, it's a valid question. Every question is an honest, true question, and then deserves to be answered. So I'm going to go ahead and put it out there again. And got an email from a military spouse or former military, as in retired, but not divorced, as in former spouse. So I guess it would be former military spouse, but still spouse. Anyway. She writes and says that her husband was with the Army Signal Corps from 82-85 and was in Berlin, and wants to know if, even though it was an occupied city during that time, which it was, is it considered a combat zone? The answer would be no. If we were not drawing combat pay in Berlin, and that usually is a big indicator. If there's a question, check your LES, your leave and earning statements, if you still have them, from back in that time. It'll show you what exactly you were being paid. And it will show that it was not an active combat zone. Therefore, the answer would be no. So, yes, it was still an occupied city, and it remained an occupied city during the time that your spouse was there. However, it was not a combat zone because officially the combat operations in Berlin ended in 1945. So there we go. I hope that answers your question as far as was Berlin, even though it was occupied, considered a combat zone? And the answer would be no. And again, to verify, please check your LES, your leave and earning statements, or any earning statements that you had from that time. And that should tell you. So again, now that's a while back. You know, this is 85 we're talking about, 20 some years ago, 82 to 85. And no, we're talking more than 20. We're talking almost 30 years. Woo. Wow. And so anyway, let's move on from that. But yeah, no, seriously, if you still have them, if you can get a hold of one, there's your answer. This next email came in quite a while back, and I just haven't had it, but it seemed like the perfect one to get the information podcast like this one going. And I did email the original sender and express my apologies, but and also told them that it will be mentioned on this podcast, and here's what's going on. So He is a history PhD student currently preparing for his comprehensive examination this spring, and the next and final step after this test is the successful completion of a written dissertation on a unique topic. And he is hoping to work on the history of the Berlin Brigade, specifically the reorganized and dedicated brigade structure during September 1, 1961 to the close of the brigade in 1994. And in order to complete this project, he needs to develop a unique perspective and narrative on the subject in my area of concentration. And the Berlin Brigade in this period of the Cold War is an attractive prospect. Well, of course it is. It's awesome. Now, he has been unable to find any dissertation or book-length works yet on this topic from an institutional perspective as military history. Certainly there are works in West Germany, The Wall, on the presidential decisions, but not specifically on the military mission and the role there. Perhaps this is a function of the fact that much of the scholarly community is not military focused, but it may be more than that. Well, it could be. It also could be that, it could be that. It could be more than that, and we'll kind of leave it at that. And then he continues to write, "While we can search State Department cables as declassified in presidential libraries, the military records for the Berlin Brigade itself are not yet cleared for review." That is correct. "I am hoping to make a case to the Army Heritage and Education Center and the Military History Institute at the U.S. Army War College at Carlisle Barracks to allow me some form of access to the official collection, unprocessed and yet screened for classification purposes, where it is held now, basically boxed up and sent back to the Army in 1994, once the brigade closed. I was an attendee at last year's annual Army Strategy Conference and hope to be able to return there again this spring as long as I'm available. He currently teaches American military history at the university he's based at and would need to be able to take a week off in April to make his case." But here's what he's looking for us to see what anyone can do. Basically, he wants some contact information on any individuals that served during the period of 61 to 94. And I would have some access to command histories and personal archives at the AHEC, MHI. But I am also interested in the soldier stories. Here's where we come in. The role of the brigade and the soldiers in the Cold War are important. Those of you who served there stood in a very unique position, both geographically and diplomatically. Through the course of the period I hope to cover, I am hoping for a few names of your members who might be open to assisting me in focusing on my research, along with the potential oral history documentation and clues to issues that may be under the radar in the official records. Well, there you go, folks. He's kind of looking for anybody that wants to volunteer and talk and share some perspectives. But obviously, you know, OPSEC still rules. OPSEC will always rule, and some things, well, we know what's classified and we know what's not classified. So again, this is really up to you. If you want to get in touch with the PhD candidate, by all means, drop me a note here at dave@berlinbrigade.com. I'll forward this on over to the PhD candidate, and we'll go from there. But again, we're looking for anybody that served from December 1 of 61 to the close September of 1994. Anybody that's interested. And FYI, at this time, I am not the PhD candidate. Again, at this time, I am not a PhD candidate. Doesn't mean that it's not going to happen, but like I said, at this time, I'm not it. So, no, it's not me that's doing this. We're looking for anybody that's interested in talking, given an oral history of being in the brigade and some of the perspectives of being in the brigade, both geographically, diplomatically, and militarily, of course. So really, and of course, keeping within the boundaries of OPSEC and what our mission entailed during that time, or your time. So again, drop me a note, dave@berlinbrigade.com, and we'll make it happen. Thank you. And the last email from the email bag here at berlinbrigade.com comes from Bob Pritchard. Bob, thank you for your email, sir. And Bob writes, "Hey, Dave, I was in a grocery store and saw a can of peace tea. Peace, like the peace sign, give peace a chance, T-E-A. And the artist appears to have used some Berlin scenes. What I first noticed was a figure hitting a wall with a sledgehammer with B-E-R-L kind of spray paint behind it, disappearing behind him. It hit the background What appears to might be the Kaiser Wilhelm Memorial Church. Among the other things is the tear down this wall and tear down the wall in a version of a checkpoint. Looks like an older version of a Checkpoint Charlie. And he provided a link, and you know what? I'll include it in the show notes. So if you're listening to this and you want to see the image, it's pretty cool. And apparently you can decide whether to pass on it or not. The price is marked at 99 cents on sale for 89. So he bought a can, but he hasn't tried it as of when he wrote the email, and that was a while back. So interesting thing there, Bob. Thank you. Bob is a Berlin Brigade veteran, class of 74 to 79. And great email. And guess what? I went to the website, and on it, folks, peaceicedtea.com. And again, the link will be there. And you can click on the where to buy. And you type in your zip code. You click on it. Well, guess what? It's all over my area down here. So what I'm going to do before the next time we on the next podcast, this the next information podcast, I will go ahead and acquire one of those and one of those cans or several of those cans. And we'll have some fun. And if you in the meantime get it, drop me a note. Let me know what you think of Peace Tea. And especially if you've got one with the Berlin logo on there with the tear down the wall, the guy with the sledgehammer hitting the Berlin wall, any of that, let me know. Drop me a note or send me a photo. We'll have some fun with it. Let's have some fun with it. Anyway, so again, DaveBerlinBrigade.com. I thank everybody. Bob Pritchard, thank you for your emails. Everybody else has sent an email. And hey, out there, if you got comments, questions, anything you want to know, drop us an email, DaveBerlinBrigade.com, and I'll put them on the show, and we'll talk about them. We'll get you some answers. We'll find somebody who knows somebody, or actually, we'll find somebody for you. Let's see if we can make that happen this year. So, again, thank you, everybody, for the emails. They were wonderful. Also, I want to give a very special thank you to everyone that has made a purchase from the Commerce page and bought all that cool Berlin Brigade gear from our pages over at Cafe Press. Remember, with every purchase, you help to continue the support, the maintenance, and the upkeep of the BerlinBrigade.com operations here at the BerlinBrigade.com world headquarters. Again, I thank you for your support. It certainly goes a long way, and it is very, very much greatly appreciated. So again, thank you, everyone. Well, the time has come to start wrapping up this episode of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. As always, I want to invite you to call and leave a voice message or audio comment on the BerlinBrigade.com hotline at 413-274-4233. That's 413-BRIGADE. Who knows what you say might just show up on the next episode. Also, don't forget you can always send us comments, concerns, questions, reunion info, and of course show ideas to Dave at BerlinBrigade.com. And if you or someone you know has something to share with all of us, then hey, please drop me a note at dave@berlinbrigade.com again, and we'll schedule a date and a time for the interview, and we'll get you on the show. Definitely, we want to hear from you. Everybody wants to hear from you. I also invite you to stay up to date with the latest at theberlinbrigade.com by following us on Twitter at www.twitter.com/berlinbrigade, and Berlin Brigade is all one word. Also, you can do what about 1,500 of our fellow Berlin Brigade veterans, members, supporters, and fans have done, and that is to join us on the BerlinBrigade.com group page on Facebook, and you can do that by following the links on the BerlinBrigade.com homepage. So, hey, come on over, join our conversation, we want to have you there. And lastly, I want to take a moment to say domo arigato, merci beaucoup, spasiba. Thank you and vielen Dank to all the website visitors this past month. I do hope you continue to enjoy your visits. I see a lot of you are returning visitors, so thank you. And for you first-time visitors, we want you to come back real soon to Freedom's Virtual Outpost. It's a lot of fun, and we're glad you made the stop. Well, listen, everyone, that's it for the 37th edition of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast, and I am your host, David Guerra. Thank you for spending this time with me as I continue our never-ending quest for the key to the clock tower. So if you have it, or know who does, please let me know. No questions will be asked. Thank you. Vielen Dank. Auf Wiedersehen. Tschüss.
Sergeant Major, dismiss the brigade! The BerlinBrigade.com podcast is a Dave Guerra production. Thank you.